You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
OTA week two is in the books, and OTAs are the focus of this week's Mailbag questions. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me here on DenverBroncos.com. And let's get started with a question from Jordan Brantley, who asks, I know this stage of OTAs has very little to no contact, so how do you evaluate offensive and defensive linemen? Well, with little to no contact, you're not going to get a real good read on their physicality, but what you can get a read on is their positioning and their quickness. Let's say offensive linemen, for instance. You're going to get a chance to see them when they're pass blocking. You're going to get to see how quickly they get set, how they react to different pass rush moves. It's particularly effective, I think, for the tackles. And for Garrett Bowles in particular, it's a chance for him to learn how to operate in a three-point stance from time to time, something he really didn't do all that much of at the University of Utah. Defensive linemen, a similar thing, quickness, positioning. One thing that I've seen a lot of during OTAs that's promising is a defensive lineman doing a good job when they don't get into the backfield, making sure they get their arms up and they're batting down passes at the line of scrimmage. Saw several passes batted down by defensive linemen during the Wednesday and Thursday OTAs. Obviously, you're not going to see a big bull rush on the inside because the lack of physicality in the OTAs prevents that. But when you see quick moves and when you see quick reactions to pass plays, you know, from guys like DeMarcus Walker, the rookie out of Florida State, like Jared Crick, Adam Gotsis, Derek Wolf, and even Zach Kerr had a pass defense this week. All of those are positive signs and what you want to see in OTAs. And in the physical part of it, you're expecting that to come later in the full contact, full collision work of training camp and the preseason. Next question is about Zach Kerr, a guy I mentioned in the previous response from John Lisher. I feel like Zach Kerr was an underrated signing that was misused in the Colts scheme. Do you think he'll be used all over the defensive line? Well, that's the plan at this point because even he's one of the rare guys who has the size to line up as a nose tackle but has enough quickness to line up at the 3 and 5 technique positions, both defensive end spots. That's something that Vance Joseph said attracted the Broncos to him when they signed him back in March. Of course, it was curious that the Broncos were able to get him as they did. He was unrestricted when he had been eligible for restricted free agency. The Colts didn't give him a tender, so they didn't see him as a fit in their scheme, but looks like a fit in the Broncos scheme to at least be a part of the rotation. And that's key for the Broncos. You're looking at a D-line rotation. You're looking at being able to come at opponents in waves. So when you have Zach Kerr, DeMarcus Walker, the second-round pick, Adam Gotsis, who's shown some flashes during OTAs, Jared Crick, who started last year and has played quite a bit over the course of OTAs, Domantas Peko, and then you know Derek Wolf being the stalwart there. When you have those guys, you can kind of move them around, mix and match them, keep everybody fresh so you can attack the opposing offense in the same way in the fourth quarter as you did in the first. And also, whether you're talking about free agent and draft pickups or you're talking about Derek Wolf, Jared Crick, all these guys are getting bigger and stronger. You're going to see a lot more beef up front, a lot more push, a lot more power. Should help things up front, should help the linebackers have some more space to operate as well, and Zach Kerr is going to be a big part of that. Thanks for the questions, and if you want to join us next week after another week of OTAs, go to DenverBroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or find me on Twitter and ask me a question there. Please use the hashtag AskMason. Of course, my handle's @MaceDenver. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.